The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now it's time for our Monday expert, Brona Keane, who is known as the Tooth Fairy, is with me. Brona, good morning.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Now, some people, looking at you, I don't know how people could be scared of you, but they are.
Thank you. No, I know. I think a lot of people, though, do tend to be scared of the dentist. And that's actually one of the questions I always put to people.
Yeah.
Are they scared of me looking at me? So, like, I think it is someone that I guess you want to find someone that's like approachable, that you like, you have a bit of a rapport with, like that you're not like, I think a lot of the time people wait until they're in pain and then they're so anxiety ridden with the pain, never mind meeting someone that they don't even know.
Yeah.
So that's why it's really good, I guess, to just be going to the dentist before you've actually come to that point.
Now, you've a couple of pieces of advice. If someone is a bit scared, a bit anxious about going to the dentist, go early in the morning. Don't worry about it all day.
Yeah, I know. I think that's like a real simple one, like just because otherwise you're stressing about it all day. Another one that I find is that people actually skip their breakfast because they're so worried. So make sure that you eat, make sure that you arrive maybe 5 minutes early, have time to sit down, have a glass of water, make sure that you're coming in for just a consult to meet the dentist, meet the team. You don't want to be going in and then being told that you need like 10 fillings. So if someone's trying to say get 10 fillings and you're not in pain, maybe sit on it a second and just get the consult and come
and then
back
make a plan.
And make a plan, exactly. So like I think it's always nice to just like have that chat and then start with something simpler like the clean and then progress through it rather than getting bombarded with a ton of treatment.
Now, sometimes people will be so bad they need sedation.
Yeah, so I think definitely it is required in some circumstances for like more advanced things like your implants or complicated extractions or stuff like that. But on a general scale of time, I kind of try to gear people away from that for general dentistry because you don't want to have to think about having to get some sort of medication every time you come in. So maybe you're just not suited, not the right rapport with your dentist. If you feel that you're still having to get medication for every filling and every clean, you want to kind of reserve it and not for it to be that big deal each
now,
time.
Dentists are very busy.
Yeah.
So people sometimes feel rushed. You know, they're in and they're out and they feel, I haven't really had all my questions answered.
I know. And the other thing is then people don't even want to tell the dentist that they are worried about coming to the dentist. So I think like no matter how rushed you feel, make sure that you tell the dentist that you're worried about them. Or if you have questions, make sure that you get them answered. Never feel like you're under the dentist's time schedule and get your answers your questions answered. And then the next time you come back, what I always tell my patients to do is write a little list, because if you're anything like me, when you leave an appointment, you're going to remember so many more questions.
Yeah.
So write them down. And then the next day you're in, ask them all then.
Now, a lot of people are DIYing tooth whitening. You have to be cautious, though, because some of these things can make your teeth yellower than before.
Yeah, so and that's very like that's a really important point with any of your over the counter whitening products. So I think especially like coming into summer, everyone's going to be wanting to get their teeth nice and white. And with the over the counter whitening products like your strips or your toothpastes, they don't have enough hydrogen peroxide in them like the one prescribed by your dentist, because the EU has regulated that to only be 0.1% versus 6%. So they contain other acids and other abrasives that are going to scrub off the top layer of your teeth, which is the enamel, which is the white layer. And then it's going to thin that to expose the underneath layer, which is the yellow dentine.
So if you keep on using them and using them and using them, you'll eventually get rid of the top layer and you'll be yellower.
Yellower and more sensitive. I
okay,
know.
So be careful. Take be advice careful. Before you embark on these. Now, as some of the questions coming in. I got all my wisdom teeth removed in 2002. So that's 22 years ago. My bottom ones were lying horizontal in my jaw. It was a big ordeal to get them out. But one has come back and is again lying horizontal. It's not painful in any way. But my dentist is saying that I have to get it out. Should I get it out or is the dentist just looking for work? I'm 48. I've no fillings, no root canals or no bridges.
Okay. So I think a really interesting point that they just said there was, is my dentist just looking for work? I think if you're asking yourself that, the relationship is already not there. So like you should probably just go get a second opinion or go to someone else. I'm not saying that dentist is doing anything wrong, but you obviously don't trust them enough in the first place. But generally with wisdom teeth, about 70% of people end up needing to get them out at some point. And with when you're younger, it's a better point to get them out because your bone's more flexible, less healing time, stuff like that. So it's probably recommended if it's horizontal, like you're saying. But get a second opinion.
Yeah. Why do people need to get their wisdom teeth out? Are they painful or is it about crowding?
So if they keep causing flare-ups, so in again, the EU guidelines, if you're getting two flare-ups of swelling and pain and stuff like that, because food's getting stuck under the gum and the tooth's never going to come up, then that's a reason to get them out. Or another thing, which I think is not known enough, is what can happen is if they're horizontal and half in the mouth, food can pack behind the back tooth. And then in the future, you can end up having to get the wisdom tooth out and the one in front because it's rot the one in front.
A related question then from another listener. How long should I wait after getting my wisdom tooth removed until I can get another tooth out that is causing me trouble? How long does it take to settle?
So like your swelling can last up to 2 weeks. Your pain and most of the swelling is going to kind of calm down after about 5 days. I'd really just wait until you've got the stitches removed from the wisdom tooth and then start planning the next one. So maybe around so when you've come in 10 days later to get any stitches removed from the wisdom teeth, then just book in for the next appointment.
A question here about milk. Is milk really good for your teeth? I presume it's the calcium and does it feed in?
Yeah, like it's the calcium and the vitamin D when we're making the teeth when you're younger and stuff like that. So it is good for your teeth. But I do have to say just one thing, that children or babies going to sleep with a bottle of milk can cause really bad cavities on your teeth. So that's the only time, because the sugars, the lactose in the milk act as a reservoir if the baby is having it right before sleeping. So just, it's really good for your teeth, but just not if you're going to sleep with a bottle.
Okay, so get the bottle into the baby a little bit before sleep.
Going to bed.
Some
yeah, kind
of them,
like,
they'll fall asleep on the bottle almost, don't they? And then you unplug it.
Now you're giving me challenging questions about that.
Another one. How many times a day should we brush our teeth?
Twice.
Now I've heard it said you brush your teeth before breakfast, but most people brush the teeth after they've had food to eliminate any particles of food.
Yeah, and you'll actually find that some people suggest before, some people suggest after. I actually suggest after, because if you brush before, then you are brushing off the protein layer on your teeth, which is protecting your teeth from the foods. But then if you brush after, you should be waiting at least 30 minutes for the acids of the food to settle. So basically, there's a sweet spot of basically a half an hour either side that you want to wait. So kind of do whatever suits you, but I recommend you doing it afterwards.
What do you think of mouthwashes?
Mouthwash is okay at any other point of the day that's not after brushing your teeth. So brushing twice a day with your fluoride toothpaste, spit, do not rinse with water or mouthwash. That's going to be your gold standard dental care. But if you want to use mouthwash, use it at a different time of the day, but not after brushing your teeth, because you won't let the toothpaste work its magic. Mm.
I'm in constant pain. I grind my teeth, especially when I'm stressed. How do I stop it? My face and teeth are sore all the time.
So if you can get a retainer, would be kind of the first protocol. But if you're finding that you're still getting that sore jaw, tired face, tension in the morning, then another solution would be getting something like a muscle relaxant such as Botox into the masseter muscles, which stop that overactivity of that muscle.
And do dentists do that?
Yes. Yeah.
They do. Can you tell your guest that they've gone too far with teeth whitening? He's like a lighthouse. This is someone referring to their husband, perhaps, or their boyfriend or whatever. So that's just a comment. My gums are red and sore. What does that mean?
So if your gums are red, sore, if there is a bleeding when you spit out after brushing your teeth or when you're brushing your teeth, all of those things are an indication of a low-grade infection, which is gingivitis, which is the first stage of gum disease. But you'd have to definitely check in with your dentist if you're noticing sore gums or bleeding gums or red gums, because they're supposed to be pink. And just check in with your dentist, because it could be more progressed than that first stage of gum disease.
Should I get my mercury filling removed? I have thyroid issues and I was told that these fillings affect the thyroid. These are mercury amalgam. I'm not sure. I don't think dentists use them anymore.
Yeah, so now they're kind of reserved for more challenging situations and fillings. But in terms of removing them, the most exposure of mercury is going to be on the removal process. So the actual release once they're in your mouth is nearly negligible. So you're kind of removing them if they're for cosmetics reasons, or the silver fillings also expand over time. So they can crack your teeth. So that could be another reason why you may need to get them replaced.
Okay, but if it's quiescent, no problem, just leave it be.
Leave it, yeah.
What age do you bring your child to the dentist?
So you're supposed to bring your child to the dentist the minute a first tooth appears and then start on that 6-month checkup. And the reason is just to, again, get familiar with the dental setting so they're not coming in when they've fallen in the playground and then they're coming in pain and then they hate us forever. You want them to come in on a kind of a better note and get familiar with the settings. So generally the dentist will give like oral hygiene advice, diet advice, count the teeth, really simple things. And then with time, they'll introduce a clean and stuff.
I really struggle with dentists for kids as information is so poor. Asked about flossing and I was told, well, when they can do their shoelace. As it happened, my 6-year-old could tie the shoelace, but my 7-year-old could not. So that kind of vague information about flossing.
Yeah, so the floss, any kind of adjunctive thing is said to start trying to bring it in at 7-ish. But you definitely want to be doing it at least by 13. So that would be the cutoff.
Another one, my toddler has plaque on the bottom teeth. Can that be removed? Toddler now, so we're talking about 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have to use the buzzy one that we may not like so much for our cleans, but they can use like a little hand scaler to just like chip off that little bit on the toddler. I wouldn't go full whack on the clean.
I got my braces off in 2001. They started to go crooked a few years later. The dentist said they're fine. Now, just as bad as before I got the braces. That's from Enda. They're talking about the teeth, yeah. You know, reverting back to the way they were before the braces.
Yeah. So the teeth are always going to want to go back to their old position because they're just like annoying like that. But then also what a lot of people don't know is that when we get older, our lower jaw bone narrows and that's going to naturally cause crowding. So everyone should be wearing their retainer, the wire one or the plastic one. So just if they go back and get them straightened again, the only thing I can recommend is getting both retainers so that one's a backup to the other.
How do you control teen bad breath? Is it a thing for teens, bad breath?
Well, I guess the main things for bad breath are to start looking at the diet, to start looking at the brushing. So I would definitely, if a teen has bad breath, teens generally have the worst oral hygiene. So I would definitely get that checked first and then ask your dentist about other things that could be causing it from there.
Mm. I have a crippling phobia of the dentist stemming from a bad experience when younger. Had to get emergency root canal last week. Have to go back again. Your best advice?
For going back next week. Well, again, it's showing up early, getting that glass of water, maybe bring some earphones for a podcast or like a little stress ball. But the only advice going forward is just make sure that don't get scarred from this situation and go for your 6-month checkups because they're going to be way less invasive and to kind of rebuild your confidence in your smile.
Rona Keane, the Tooth Fairy, thank you very much for joining us. And that's all we've...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.